But don't be misled. Remember that you can't ignore God and get away with it. You'll always reap what you sow. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful desires will harvest the consequences of decay and death. But those who live to please the Spirit. Now listen, this is when you love this, but. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. Now, if you live to please the King, if you walk in the Spirit, how in the world are you going to do that? You're going to read His Word and do what He says. And you can't do that just coming to church on Sunday. I don't care if you come to a Baptist church where we used to have a 30-minute sermon, or if you come to this church where you get an hour and a half sermon, it still ain't enough. You got to spend time with God every day. And probably an hour and a half a day would be minimum. You know, somebody says, I ain't got time to spend an hour and a half a day with God. Well, okay, go ahead and be sick and die if you want to. You know, it's your choice. You know, God demands that you spend time with Him. You know that? He demands it. And so, now then, so here's some of the things that we see there from the Golden Rule. We see from the Golden Rule, you must be loving and kind to people. And if you are loving and kind to people, what are you going to reap? Loving and kind people. They're going to love you. I mean, is it easy to love someone that always does good things for you? Lisa, if all I did was just love you, girl, and do good things for you every time, would you mind coming out here and helping me? What if I was just a regular horse's backside, you know, and every time you come out here, I said something nasty to you? You'd get to where I don't want to go out there and clean his place, do you? Said, if I do, I'm going to charge him double. So see, you reap what you sow, don't you? You reap what you sow. So whatever you do, walk in love. It pays good dividends. Now then, let's go back to Matthew 7:13-14, and let's look at these ways that God has put in here. And this is something. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. Now, there's not two ways to get into the kingdom. There's only one way, and it's the narrow gate. Now, after Cheryl and I got married, she didn't realize, just from listening to me speak there until she actually came into my life and became my wife, she didn't realize the narrow path that I did walk. But after we got married, one day she told me, she said, honey, you walk on a razor blade. She said, I can't walk on that. It's too sharp. But she said, I'm going to put my feet on top of yours and I'm going to walk with you. I said, okay. Well, let me tell you, the pathway is narrow, isn't it? Lance, is that pathway narrow? Yeah, you're learning that, aren't you? Yes, it's very narrow. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate, the highway to hell. And nobody wants to go there. But the majority are going there. That's what's so bad. The highway to hell is broad and its gate is wide for the many who choose the easy way. I mean, it takes effort to come to church on Sunday, doesn't it? I mean, especially when you have to come way out here in the country. And it really takes effort for some of you. Some of you drive a long ways to come out here. Some of you, of course, love it when we came out here. Some of you said, man, I only got 5 minutes. The guys back here in the back said, wow, you only got 10 minutes from Denton. We love it now since you moved out here. So you can't please them all, but I could please some of them. Right? Praise God. But and its gate is wide for the many who choose the easy way. But the gateway to life is small. You know, this ought to let us know from the Scripture here that it's not going to be easy getting into the kingdom and living in the kingdom. But the gateway to life is small and the road is narrow and only a few will ever find it. Now, this is Jesus' words himself. He's telling us. So if Jesus tells us that narrow is that way and that road is so narrow, we should be looking for something that is not easy. In other words, the way to the world is, it's broad. I mean, you know, you can get out there and live in the world and, you don't have to go to church and, you know, you can spend your money however you want to. You can eat what you want to, live like you want to, say what you want to. You can do everything you want to. And God gives you that freedom. And then you can come to the end of your life. And of course, it might be short, because if you're not living the golden rule, he said your life will decay and you'll die early. So a lot of people don't understand that when they die early, that there's a problem. You know, as a rule, there's a problem. We in the kingdom are supposed to have a long, good, healthy life. Supposed to. And some of us don't ever get there. And the reason is because this road is narrow. It's narrow. In fact, I've used this illustration many times, but I think about I'm narrowing the path. I used to say 3 feet wide, but now then I'm going to say 1 foot wide. Okay, today the pathway is 1 foot wide. I mean, 1 foot, you know, in front of the other. It's narrow. You know, you're going to walk on this 1 foot wide pathway. Now, is 1 foot easy to walk on? It's not the easiest thing in the world, but we can walk on it, can't we? I know, because the other day I'm walking on these little inch and a half beams up here on top. You know, they're only inch and a half. Now, you have to be careful when you're walking down an inch. You have to keep going, because if you stop, you're going to fall off to the side. You know, of course, you know, I would only fall through the sheetrock or fall over to the side. I guess I wouldn't get hurt too bad, but you know, you have to be real careful when you're walking an inch and a half beam. So a 1 foot wide beam is not hard to walk. But when you're walking that 1 foot pathway, you're kind of keeping your eye on what you're doing. Yes, sir. You ain't looking off out here. Somebody says, "Hey, Thurman," when you may look out there for a second, but you look back real quick, because a 1 foot wide path is very narrow. Now, what Jesus is trying to tell you and I as sons and daughters of God, walking this path is not going to be easy. Amen. You got to keep your eyes on Him. You got to focus on Jesus. Amen. Now, if you focus on Jesus, not like Dave said a while ago, we want to focus on Jesus for Christmas, you know, and that's good. And we should focus on Him Christmas. But Dave, like Dave said, 40 days later, we should still be focused on Him. You know, it doesn't make any difference if it's another 40 days after that. Or 180 days after, we ought to still be focused on that narrow pathway. Because He says the pathway to life is narrow. Everybody wants to get there, but there's not many going to get there. Very few will get there. In fact, Dave gave me a little teaching the other night of a Southern Baptist young preacher. I was amazed at this young man. He was teaching, I think they said there was thousands of young people there. I think they said 4,000 or 5,000, but a bunch of them. Young people. And here's this young man. I don't know how old he was. I thought it couldn't have been 35 or 40, I don't think. But I may be wrong. He got up there and he said, "You know, it's amazing that in 100 years, most of you people in this auditorium tonight will be in hell." That's the way he started his message. Most of you will be in hell. Because he said, in the Southern Baptists, you can't tell the difference between us and the world. He said, we as young people, we go out and we listen to the same music the world listens to. We go to the same movies. We listen to the same junk. We go to the same bars and hang out. And we do all kinds of things. And he said, you've never had an experience with Jesus if you do that. And he said, it's amazing how that pathway is so narrow. And that's what we're talking about right here. This pathway is narrow. How would you like to go to church all of your life? Like this lady at her funeral yesterday. I've heard her tell this story. Of course, she wanted this read. And so the pastor that preached the actual message, he read this. But I've heard her tell it in my own Sunday school class. She said, I was a good-looking young 23-year-old young woman. I was a businesswoman. I mean, I went to church every Sunday, and I felt like I really knew Jesus. Businesswoman of the world, you know. I mean, buying and selling stuff. Very, very successful young woman. And she said, I was talking to a woman one day that really knew Christ, and I said something to her about me being a Christian. She said, she looked right in my eyes and said, you don't know the first letter in the word of salvation. You don't know Jesus is your Lord and Savior. She said, it offended me. And she said, it rose me up, and I went home and I began to seek the word of God to see what He said. And she said, I found out I wasn't walking that narrow path. I was on the broad path. And she said, that night when I told Jesus, Lord, I repent. I want to come into your kingdom and I really want to be saved. And this time I want to become a new creature and I want to change and I'll walk that narrow path. She said, man, he come into my heart and saved me. And said, when I come running outside with a glow on my face, next time I saw that woman, she said, praise God, you got saved since the last time I saw you. She said she could tell the difference when you really get saved. When Jesus really comes in, everybody will know. That's just like, I think I told y'all the other day when Eldon and I was down at Home Depot on Saturday a week ago buying that stuff. I mean, we had people, at the checkout line, we had people all over the place that talked to us. They said, we've never seen two men like you guys. You know, you walk up to a guy and you say, where do you find the valves? And he said, they're right over here on aisle 6. You say, praise the Lord, thank you. What's wrong with this nut? Praise the Lord. You're walking down the aisle, praise the Lord. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for giving me that man to tell me where those valves are. And you know, you're talking loud enough for everybody to hear you for three aisles, you know. I mean, you know, you've got to let people know that you're a Christian, but you got to walk it all the time. You can't get upset with people. But the gateway to life is small and the road is narrow and only a few will find it. Now then, when I think about, we went down to Palestine here a while back and sat with a Southern Baptist preacher that had died in 1979. And when he went to heaven, the Lord was not pleased with him at all, and he was going to get no rewards because he had done nothing for the Lord. But yet he had been a Southern Baptist preacher and preached on the streets. And he begged the Lord, Lord, if I'm not going to get a single reward, let me go back. And so after his pleading with God, God allowed Howard Pittman to come back to life and in 1979, and he's still alive and well today, and he's getting about 80 years old. So it's awesome to see this man in his life now. He said, I used to didn't believe in miracles. I didn't believe God done the supernatural anymore. But he said, after that trip to heaven and back, I've changed my mind. He said, I believe God can do anything. He can even change a Southern Baptist preacher, let me tell you.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.